Blog Talk Radio.
Jacqueline has not signed on yet. She may have run into some traffic. She does events every weekend down in Florida, which is where she's located right now. So I'm going to just wing it for now and give you a little bit of an update of what's going on cosmically. And right now we're having a parade of planetary energies in Scorpio. And both Venus and Saturn are making squares to Jupiter. Venus and Saturn in Scorpio, and Jupiter is in Leo. It's all about desire for intimacy, passion, affection. How do we open up the heart and then go deeper? So it's very interesting things are going on today, and also there's other things going on in the chart tonight. Mars is kissing Pluto. Mars is the planet of action, blood, war, and libido, and it's kissing Pluto, the planet of empowerment and transformation. And they're both in square to Uranus, the planet of surprises that rules things like lightning bolts and hurricanes and falling in love and all things you have no control over. So they're in square, which means that a challenge has been placed. I want less drama. I want more stability. If something happens, will I step up? Yes, but that's not what I really want. There's a desire for security here emotionally and psychically and also in our financial world where we're manifesting every day. There's a lot going on in the heavens, and it's always changing, which is one of the beautiful things that I love about astrology because I never get bored. Every day is a new day, and every couple of hours, even the moon changes its degree. So we always have opportunity that maybe we didn't consider before the point in time we were supposed to consider it. And that's what this show is all about. It's a timing. It's about getting your bearings in the world and being able to manifest those things that you desire that you feel is part of your higher purpose. So that being said, I expect to hear from people all over the planet tonight, and also people that have different signs, because most people identify with their sun sign. People have studied astrology, they know more, but at the same time, every chart that you do on infant at birth has 144 variables in dynamic. Planets are moving above us, certain things are triggered in our lives, and it allows us to grow and become who we were meant to be. And so that's kind of how it works. But I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller, and hopefully Jacqueline will be signing in to join me in a few minutes. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Hi, Aphrodite. Danielle.
Hello, Danielle. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing better. I got moved in my new apartment.
I saw some pictures on Facebook. How exciting.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better somewhat, but still just, you know, eh.
So what question do you have for me tonight?
Well, In January, I noticed that my progressed moon is going to be opposing my progressed sun. And I was wanting to know what kind of energy or what things are going to go down or around or up with that. What kind of things happen when somebody has that going on?
Well, what you're experiencing is a full moon by progression, which means that you're going through a completion cycle, okay? And there can be great power in that. It allows you to leave behind the things that no longer serve you. Are you following me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. Let me pull it up on screen here and take a peek.
What does that mean, like a full moon and all that stuff? Because I guess I need to Google some more about progressions and stuff and look more into what that means for...
It's a full moon on the spiritual level, the person that you're becoming, okay? Now, your sun is at 24 degrees of Cancer, and the moon right now in your progress chart, because the moon progresses quicker than any other planetary body, it's going to be an exact opposition. So over the next 60 days, you're going to a rebirthing of sorts, okay? Are you going to feel that the things that have blocked you and the sensitivities that have put you in an insecure space, that there were phantoms in the dark and they're really not there at the intensity they used to be at, okay?
Okay.
Now, it's interesting because your progress sun and moon are going to be in a T-square with Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing in Libra, in your second house in the astral chart. So what you're seeing here is about being on a balance beam, okay? It's about looking at how you need to apply those things you want to be responsible for, but also how to embrace how you want to be nurtured. You want that balance, that yin-yang balance. And you've been doing yoga forever, right?
Well, I haven't been able to because of I don't have the flexibility still, and my back is a problem.
Right.
So.
But your back is a problem for more than one reason, okay? When people take on too much of a burden, okay, and they can't release and clear their energy field, the last place where you feel a sign from spirit is in your physical body. Okay.
Right.
And you are a go-getter. So you have not been able to make peace your priority. You're very intense. You want to help people. You love greatly and with a lot of passion, a lot of integrity. You have a lot going on as a being, okay?
Yeah.
So you need to make peace more of a priority than what you have. And this full moon is going to help you to create that.
The full moon,
okay,
coming up, or that just happened, or the full moon? I don't understand.
Full moon by progression over the next 60 days.
Okay. And I realize that Neptune is like a big influence in my chart. It's opposing my Saturn, or squaring my Saturn, opposing my Sun. And my north node is in Leo, Neptune is exalted in Leo, and my north node is in the 12th house of Pisces, which Pisces rules Neptune. And I figured out that Neptune has been creating all these fears and phobias and stuff in my subconscious due to an overactive imagination that hasn't found an outlet for its creativity. And I think that's why, and it's all manifesting in my body as pain and stuff. And I have this idea of perfectionism that I probably, in this ideal of what I think I should be or whatever. You agree with that?
In part, I do. But right now, Neptune by transit's retrograde. It went retrograde on June 8th. And what it does, it lifts the veil. You're forced see things how they really are rather than how you imagine, okay? And Neptune right now is in perfect trine to your Mercury, okay?
Right.
It's trining your moon by 4 degrees. So actually right now Neptune's kind of a friendly. The only thing that Neptune's doing that could be disruptive is squaring your Mars in Gemini,
which is
why you overprocess. You overprocess and that's happening. Now it's going to be going direct on the 17th of this month.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to retake your bearings before you actually go through that full moon by progression. So these next 60 days are very important for your own spirituality and your own evolvement. Okay? Now, your north node is forming a quincunx to retrograde Neptune right now in Leo, which rules the heart. And so you want to be loved in a way you have never been. And so it's bringing that to your attention. But it's not, Neptune's a planet of process. It's not a planet of event. What it does is it creates the process where the events can occur. The events occur with the quicker moving planets, like the Sun, Mercury, Venus, Mars, okay? And so what it's doing is saying, okay, let's dream the dream. Let's really use our psychic ability, but not let the past interfere, okay? Because people say, oh, it's always been this way. But every morning when we wake up and we look at the heavens, it's not the same as it was the day before or a month before or even years before. Every transiting planet gives us an opportunity to reevaluate and reposition ourselves as far as creating what we desire. Now, the beautiful thing is right now Mercury is at 1 degree of Scorpio. It's approaching your moon over the next 8 days. It's right. A trine to your Mercury already, so your psychic stuff is looking really good here, okay?
Yeah, and I don't know what to do with it. I got all these things coming in, and I'm just, I don't know. I just go with the flow, I guess.
No, it's time to start journaling.
Journaling?
Yes. Either go on blogs or do journaling. There's all kinds of electronic journals you can use, or you can write in a book. Whatever you're more comfortable with as far as a vehicle, but allow yourself to view these impressions without judgment. Realize it's a message from spirit. It may be for you. It may be for someone close to you. It may be to a stranger you'll meet next week.
Oh.
Jot them down. Jot them down, okay. Because you want to be the healer, you want to be the counselor, you want to be the nutritionist, you want to help people. Write them all down, because then if you wait for one cycle of the moon, which is 2.5 days, and you go back and you read it, you might not even remember writing a lot of it because it was channeled, but then you'll understand why you wrote it down. Okay?
Okay. Because I'm having dreams.
If you're having problems
too,
with your... That's good, and you should also write down the impressions of your dreams. Because what you're doing is you are following your own evolvement when you do this. And if you have something to concentrate on, I know you. I've known you for a while now. The physical body is going to lose some of its power. If you're deeply concentrating on something, your energy is going in that direction. You're not going to be as conscious of your lower back or whatever things have been bothering you off and on. It's a difficult cycle for you because, of course, Mars is right now in Capricorn, and so is Pluto. They're squaring your Leo planets, not by exact degree, but it's there. And this has been a chronic situation for you. But Mars is exalted in Capricorn. And it's kissing Pluto over the next 3 days. So you might have an inspiration of something to do that you've never done to help the situation. Because it's been going on for so long, in a way you've given up, but don't do that. Go and do a little bit more research. Look at the minerals. Look at the thyroid. Look at what's supposed to be, you know, falling into your bones physically. Now, you're asserted in nutrition and herbology, so take a look at this and treat yourself like you're a client, like honor your inner child and see, is there something I missed? Is there something I'm even not putting in my body or a supplement I'm not getting enough of in my natural diet? Do I provide it with food or do I take something different that can really help my bones, my ligaments, those little teeny pads between your vertebrae? What can I do in the real world to put the building blocks in my body where I can bring this into alignment? Okay? So I want to suggest that you do that, because I think when you get into a study and you're really, I can remember when you've done studies in the past, you were the happiest I'd ever seen you. All right?
Right. Yeah.
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 So give it the time and energy and intention that you need to at this time. And when you get lost in the information and the research, you're going to find that you're a little bit more comfortable. Again, I don't want you to spend too much time upright sitting on a computer unless, you know, your tailbone is happy, with a nice little pillow under you or whatever. And I'm going to recommend, if you do a lot of times sitting up, being on your computer or your laptop, that you sit on not a regular pillow, but one that is filled with water because of your Scorpio moon. A lot of people, like years ago, of course I'm older than you, but years ago, water beds were big. Why?
Yeah.
To take away the pressure points.
Yeah, okay? I grew up on a water bed.
Yeah, you're fluent. And so maybe you need one for your chair in your office or whatever desk you're doing some of your research with. Put the things in place that give you comfort. And the worst thing you can do is get mad at the pain. When your body hurts somewhere, it wants love from you. It doesn't want anger. It doesn't want frustration. You know, like I have a sensitive knee. I injured it many years ago in a car accident. So if it starts to bother me, especially in the early winter, like I am there right now here in Roanoke, so I put both of my hands around it. I just try and make it feel comfortable and warm. And I picture it perfect. The way it was when I was a child, I picture it perfect. And then you know what? It gets better. It doesn't really go away, but it's better because I've acknowledged that that part of my body needs healing. So try some of these things and then keep me posted, okay?
Okay, I appreciate your time.
I love you, girl, as always. I miss you terribly. You have a great night.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Alrighty, bye-bye. Ah, one of our good friends is on here. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Good afternoon, Aphrodite. How are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 57.
That's a good one. That's a good one. 57 is a nice number, just like Heinz.
Yes. So how are you doing tonight?
I'm sad. I'm sad tonight. I'm okay. A little kitty went under the tire.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
And it felt so bad because I've been feeding them all, and it just felt horrible. It still does.
Yes.
Especially because I loved it and I knew the mother. I mean, it sounds so silly what I'm saying, but it's true, you know.
I share your grief. I share your grief. I feel the same way for anything. I mean, even when I'm driving down the road and there's wild animals and I see them on the side of the road, you know, I always say a prayer. Their spirit is happy on the other side and they're okay.
Me
Sometimes
too.
You don't
I
have
do
control over certain things, you know, but to acknowledge it and to send energy out to the divine is a good thing to do no matter what the circumstances are.
It's just that I was so careful. I've been careful all the time, but, you know, it happened. Well, yesterday I turned the big number, so I was wondering, number one, when you're going to be down here, because I'd like to see you before the end of this week. And number two, what do you see coming up since I turned the big number yesterday?
Many happy solar returns, my friend. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Well, I want to tell you that I am going to be traveling, and I am not going to be available until next week. Because I leave here on Thursday, I stay at Hilton Head, and then I go to Florida. I get there on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I'm booked at this place called the Rainbow Bridge, which is the most incredible metaphysical bookstore you've ever walked into.
Where is
it? It's off of Forest Hill in West Palm Beach.
It's off of Forest Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
And Moss has had this shop forever. I mean, he has been in metaphysics for many, many years. Beautiful things like angels and dragons and all kinds of self-help books, books on angels, meditation CDs. I mean, you name it, he's got it.
And what is his name, Mass?
His name is Tomas. He's
oh,
from Hungary.
Tomas. Yeah. Wait, hey, my goodness. That's my cousin's name, the one who's in the hospital, Tomas, and he's from Hungary too. Yes.
Wow.
I look forward to meeting him. I hope I can.
He's amazing. He is amazing. And
I hope I have a car then.
I want to take a look at your chart here for a moment and see what was going on with Jupiter being in Leo, because Leo rules cats, okay? And Venus squared Jupiter, okay? So this is a cat that you loved, okay, that needed to go to the other side for maybe a reason you don't even understand, okay?
Yeah.
So don't be so distressed. Understand that the divine is in charge. You know, the Most High is in charge. So know that your love is the only thing that that cat could take with it. And you gave that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I mean, I would just stare at it, you know, in wonder and love. And that's what shocked me so much.
Right.
A job came up, a contract job came up, but I haven't finished fulfilling the requirements, and it would be starting Wednesday instead of when you told me a little bit later. I don't know. I feel so insecure right now because of everything and the big number, and then, you know, today's event, so... What can you tell me coming up, but at least for the next couple weeks, because you're not going to be having a program.
Right. Well, Mars is in Capricorn right now, which rules the government. All institutions are partially government funded and regulated. And they're going to be forming a square to your Neptune and your South Node over the next 2 weeks. And when you see a square in astrology, it doesn't mean you can't. It means you must. So it's important for you to stay on top of what you're trying to create here. Okay?
Okay.
And do it in a way where people realize your dedication, your love for the work, and your tenure in the work. Because Capricorn is all about reputation and service. And you're there. You've got Venus, Jupiter, and your part of fortune in that sign. So even though things might be delayed, I have a feeling that it's still going to go well, okay? So keep the faith, and like I said, Mercury is returning to you in about 7 days. So then the next week or so, you could get word about, even if the one you were looking at is not available, there could be something else that does become available for you, okay?
Okay.
As Jacqueline would say if she was here, she would say, keep the faith. You've come this far.
I hear that. I hear that. I hear that,
yes.
At night and in the day. Keep the faith, because I lose it every day, many times a day. And I hear Jacqueline's words in my head. And it's helped. It has helped a lot.
So what are you doing to keep yourself positive?
Oh, goodness. Looking up. Looking up. Feeding the animals. Looking at the green.
Okay, I want to encourage you to go on the internet. Look at some of the inspirational videos. They have music, and they also have eye candy. Do something in the morning early when you're saying your prayers, which I know you do, and then also watch one of these videos and let yourself be still for that 3 to 6 minutes or 7 minutes, however long it runs, to get that feeling in your heart and your head and your psyche that you are a child of God and you are protected, okay? And that most of them are very metaphysical. They're not religious. They're spiritual, but they send a message of the infinite, and the children of the infinite have not been forgotten. So try and do that every morning, because it's going to cut down your anxiety. You have way too much anxiety in your chart tonight.
Oh, God, tonight and all the time, all my life. I wish I could neutralize it somehow.
Well, the difficult thing that's going on for you, you know, as far as transit right now, is that your native Mars is in Virgo. And Neptune, planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, and faith, is opposing it. So you want to see the results in the real world. But Neptune's retrograde until the 17th of this month. So right now, you have to go on blind faith. Okay? And when I say that, I know it's not easy, okay? But sometimes we let our worry is kind of like a form of prayer in reverse. It serves us not. If we pray about a thing and then we take back the worry, we just told the divine we don't trust them. Okay? Whether you're talking to God, the Father, you know, the Virgin Mary, it doesn't matter who you're talking to. You pull it back, you take it back, you don't release your will to the divine. And the calm that comes with doing that, it's hard for me too, Diana. Don't get me wrong. But once I do that, I get to that point where I'm ready to lay it down and really give it to God, everything changes. Everything changes in a miraculous way. Okay?
Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Do look forward to
I love you.
You.
I'm so glad you always call in and you love us so much.
Because you do help. You do help. You make it possible to have faith and to see that things could be a reality at some point in time and not to give up. And that is like a blessing, definitely. I might call you in between, so thank you so much, Alfred, that I'll stay on listening.
All right, I'll put you on hold, babe. All right, bye.
God bless you. Have a great trip.
God bless you too, honey. All right, bye-bye. Wow. We have regular clients that call in and talk to us because they're going through major transition, and Jacqueline and I just love that. We just love being part of that process. Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, area code 561, you're on the air.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's Lena, how are you?
I'm doing okay, how are you?
Good, I wanted to give you an update. I've been volunteering at Habitat for Humanity, and they offered me a part-time job to start out with.
Yay! Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So I wanted you to look at my chart and tell me how you think this might work out.
Great. Where are you living right now, Lena?
I'm in Boca Raton.
A lot of background noise there. Wow.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. How mysterious. Now, where are you actually
Hello?
Volunteering? I'm
oh,
here.
In Habitat for Humanity.
Beautiful, beautiful. You're meeting the challenge of being altruistic and giving to those that are less than fortunate. How awesome is that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very impressed. You have a lot of squares here, so you're really trying to work with two other people very hard, right?
Yeah, it is very hard.
Yeah.
I have one guy.
There's a guy
12 years younger than me there, and he's falling in love with me. So I'm just trying to stay away from that.
Well, I would appreciate the fact that he appreciates you. But you have to determine how you want to define that relationship, okay? Right now, this is making you feel good in your heart, what you're doing. I concentrate and focus on your mission there.
Yeah.
And how it serves not just you, but others. And big time. It's beautiful. I love the trines in your chart. You have so many blessing lines here. It's amazing. Now, this person may be interested in you, but for right now, my feeling is that it's important for you to stabilize.
Yes. Yeah.
And you need that more than any other thing. I'd have dialogue. I'd be friendly, but set
mm-hmm.
boundaries. And you're not very good at boundaries, are you?
No.
No. You have very little earth in your chart like me, so I can relate, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You feel like you're an angel with wings. You can do everything. You can take it all on. You really mean it, you know. And so often when the real world kind of comes crashing in or tries to limit you in some way or define you in some way, you panic, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Me too. I get that. So just try to create boundaries. If you can't do it in the physical realm, do it in the intellectual realm because you have got four major planets in Aquarius, even though you're a Pisces sun. So you use your mind and your logic to diffuse the things that you do not want to get that close right now. I would never say never because love is love, but I would say, look, I have many reasons, I have many things I have to get caught up on, and I am focusing right now on getting myself where I need to be, and I'm not really looking for something like this right now, okay?
Right.
Because usually, do you know when his birthday is?
Yes, he's a Sagittarius. Saturn's going to be come knocking on his door very soon. His birthday is 11/30/75. Much younger than me.
All right, let me take a look at that for you. Hold on a moment. Okay.
I think it's just a puppy love. I don't think he really, really, you know, I don't know.
Well, you have to be careful because sometimes there are people that come in here that are younger than you, but they're very old souls.
Yeah.
You have to understand that certain even major planets, they come into alignment over a period of many years, which makes the chart much more compatible. Okay? So I would not prejudge the situation. I would just make sure that you keep yourself in alignment with what you're trying to create right now because it's been such a long journey for you. It's so difficult.
Yes,
it has. Okay?
Yeah.
So let's take a look at your compatibility. I'm going to give you some insight into that. I love doing this for you, by the way. It's making me happy.
Well. What is? I mean, Sag and I don't know. I always love Sag, but they just very. They never like to commit.
Well, there's a lot of squares between his Sun, his Mercury, his Neptune are all in Sag, and they all oppose your Sun. Okay. So square your Sun. So because of that, he wants to move way faster than you do.
Are you serious for a Sag? Isn't that unusual?
Yeah, well, yes and no. Because, see, you have to understand that Sagittarius and Aquarius are the two most independent signs.
Yes.
So the fact that with all you've been through, you're still trying to be very independent, you're very on topic, you're very there. I have a feeling there's definitely a connection there, which is fine. And also, his Sun and Mercury form a beautiful trine to your Aries Moon. So he's seeing the I am in you, okay? And his Saturn's in Leo, forming a trine also to your Aries Moon. So he loves your independence because he sees in you that you've been struggling and trying to get yourself to the point that you can be totally independent once more, okay? So I can see why there's an attraction going on here. Now, his Venus is also in Libra, in trine to both your Jupiter and your Mars, and also your Mercury. So there's a lot to be said for this relationship. I would not throw it away. I would just slow it down to the point that you can handle it. Okay?
Yeah. He keeps trying to say, you know, tell me where he's living, and I just ignore it. Because I am not, I've been out of work so long, and I can't have something come in between anything like that right now.
Well, you want to stay focused, and that's a good idea. But know that people come into your life for a reason, and you have not had too many people appreciating you lately, and he does. And maybe there's a part of you that needs that appreciation, even if you want to slow it down a little bit, okay? Sometimes people come in our lives for different reasons than they anticipate. Okay? So, I would give him conversation, communion, but keep focused on you getting yourself straight because it's been a long journey. Okay? But I would still be kind and say, well, I appreciate, you know, that you like that about me, whatever it might be. You know, getting close to Thanksgiving now, Lena, so it's important to have the attitude of gratitude. Whatever people give you, thank them. It may be all they have. I don't care if somebody says, oh, I love your hair when you're in the grocery store. It's time to have the attitude of gratitude. It's this month. So say, I appreciate your attention very much, but right now I am really trying to get myself independent. I can't think of that right now, but I really appreciate the fact that, you know, you know who I am and what I'm about, or at least want to know who I am and what I'm about. It's okay.
You think this guy's looking for marriage, or you think he's just looking for a good time?
Well, it's take a look at his natal for a moment here and see his transits for you. Hold on a second. Let me take a look at that for you. That was a very good question, by the way. Okay. Right now, I feel that he is leaning much more towards a commitment than he ever has.
Wow.
Both Mars and Pluto are in Capricorn, and there's a T-square to his Pluto in Libra and his Jupiter in Aries. He's looking for someone he can relate to establish something. Wow. Because Pluto's never been in his lifetime. It hasn't been there since the Revolutionary War. Now, it's interesting because his Mercury, I mean, his moon is at 3 degrees of Scorpio at dawn. So they don't have a time on him, so I'm not sure exactly where the moon is. And right now, Mercury is sitting on his moon, which means that he senses an intimacy with you. He senses that he could trust you. And he has not trusted everybody. Yeah, he doesn't trust that easily. Because he has that Scorpio moon, so he's a bit of a skeptic. You know?
Yeah, my son.
But with you, he can feel it. He can feel it with you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So again, I would honor his attention and his affection, but I keep it where you're comfortable to pursue your goals right now, okay? At least for the next, I want to say, 90 days, okay?
Yes.
So that's the way to take it on for now. But I would be gracious. I would be kind. All right?
Because I know when Saturn hits your sun, usually you go through a lot of life changes or lessons, and I know Saturn's going to be coming up to his door next month.
But Saturn being in Sagittarius, kissing his son, he's going to look at what's gone on for the last 7 years of his life, which is a quarter turn of Saturn. And out of those experiences, he's going to birth a new philosophy. You might be part of that. Saturn hitting the sun, if you have really dedicated yourself to your work, you're usually very, very rewarded. Saturn has a bad rap from ancient times, but not in progressive astrology. It doesn't read out the same way. We have to establish things in the world for us to maintain a sense of purpose, and Saturn helps us do that. So whatever he's gone through for the last 7 years, he's going to birth a new philosophy over the next 12 months. And that could serve him well. And you may be one of his teachers. You may be one of his students.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Don't write the rhetoric before it's time, okay?
No. No, but what if he asks me out? So what do I say? Just say, I just don't really want to go there right now. We work together.
I would say I would love to have lunch with you. I would work on the friendship and nothing more for right now. Until you can get your bearings, because you have, you know, it's so true. Some of the old idioms, they always work. If in doubt, don't. You don't have to go in the direction he desires, but it's good to investigate him, okay? With these planets that are in Scorpio right now. Go ahead and investigate him. Find out more about him. I would listen more and talk less and see what he's about.
I have.
And retake your bearings over the next 3 weeks. I think you're going to have a whole new story next time I talk to you.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
All right, God bless you, honey. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Wow, I just love doing this show. This is so much fun to help everyone and see what their concerns are. So I'm ready to take the next caller. Good evening, 561. You're on the air.
Hey, Dad, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, it's Charles down in West Palm Beach.
Oh, Charles, it's great to hear from you. What's shaking?
Well, thank you. You're doing a great job on your own, even though Jackie's not there.
I don't know what happened, but, you know, I had such traffic coming back from just Radford to Roanoke tonight. It was insane.
Okay. Well,
she could have
you're doing a great
up,
job on your own.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
So what can I do for you this evening?
Well, it seems to me at night there are a lot of spirits that have been coming to me. You know, I've had experiences very infrequently in the past where I felt a very strong spirit presence at night. But in the last week or two or three, there's been a lot of them. And almost to the point I thought maybe my house was haunted.
No.
So,
you're increasing in your psychic ability right now. There's four major planets in Scorpio, okay? Your Saturn, your vertex, and your part of fortune in West Palm Beach are all in Scorpio. These are ancestrals. These are part of your heritage, okay?
Okay.
And they're coming in very strong because they say, you don't know us, you don't love us, we love you. So you have ancestors on the other side that are trying to get in touch with you. And the trines for your Jupiter in Cancer and Uranus in Cancer is to increase your security in who you are, who you're becoming, because of those in your past history that planted your seed. It's pretty amazing,
okay.
The chart. Oh, my goodness, it's blowing me away, okay?
Well, it's been very strange. At first I was afraid, and now I'm not afraid, but I just, like I said, had a hard time figuring out what was going on.
There's nice trines to your Pisces moon, and that's why you're picking up in your dream world clairvoyantly by listening to spirit. That's very powerful right now. You've got some beautiful trines that are going on. And as Mercury starts to move into that area, which it will over the next 2 weeks, you might want to write down some of the things you're getting. I have a feeling that you're going to say, oh, this is important. This is a critical point for me and maybe others I know.
Okay.
You're moving into that space right now where you're reestablishing yourself in your career, right?
Yes. Nothing is happening on the job front, but I keep looking. I could be
Mars
a nervous
wreck. Mars is
moving
into your 8th house of resources tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
And Pluto's already there, and it's approaching your north node, which is like the cup overflowing of the Bible in your 8th houses of resources. So it's coming to you. But because what you're going to get involved in, there's a corporate reality where they're being very cautious. So they want to make the right choices. So it's not about you personally. So if you've interviewed with people, don't worry about the interview. Don't worry about you went down with your resume. Know that they are looking at their structure to see if you're a fit because they want to stay solid.
Okay.
Both of the areas where you're dealing with a vacational kind of clientele, they've had to walk through a lot of fires over the past few years. And so most of the companies that have been around a long time and they've been able to survive, they want to sustain that. And so I think it has to do with more of a corporate reality than you as an individual. I think you put a lot out there that they feel the vibe. Jupiter is going to be sitting on your sun over the next 3 weeks. It's a planet of good fortune and abundance. It's only there every 12 years. And so, yes, you are going to have to go in there and be impressive, but I know you. When you interview, you talk to people, and you let your personality and your integrity out to play, you're golden. I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So, and also, you're coming to Florida this Thursday, and how long are you going to be down?
I want to be down for 9 days. I'm booked for 3 days at the Rainbow Bridge in West Palm because I worked with Tomas for many, many years, and I do hour readings there. And then I have a couple private parties, and then I'm going to see some families and some friends when I'm down there. I have children, grandchildren, and my new great-granddaughter, Isabella.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then I also, on a sadder note, my former mother-in-law, because I've been widowed now 4 years, she passed away on Halloween morning. So I want to spend time with family, from the family that I was married to and loved so much for those 20 years. So I'm trying to like mix it up a little bit. But I will get in touch with you, give you my cell phone number, and see if we can connect on there, okay?
Yes, you could walk from Rainbow Bridge to my house. I live that close.
Wow! Okay.
So we'll connect.
Excellent, we will, Charles. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Aphrodite. You're the best.
All right, many blessings. You too. All right.
Bye.
Amazing. People I've known for so many years, and they keep coming around again. It's just beautiful. Someone get ready to take the next caller. Area code 775, you're on the air.
Hi, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I was this is Azurel.
Okay. How do you spell that?
A-Z-R-I-E-L.
Beautiful name. When's your birthday?
7/11/69.
And what time were you born?
7:34 a.m.
Give me the birthday again.
7/11/69.
And the time again?
7:34 a.m.
I love those exact birth times. And where were you born?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Freeport?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Shreve, S-H-R-E-V-E-T-O-R-T.
Okay, let's see if I can find it. Is it all one word?
S-H-R-E-V-E-P-O-R-T.
Got it, I think. There we are, I got it. All right, now where do you live now?
I live in Nevada.
And what city, Nevada?
Reno, R-E-N-O.
All right. Okay. Now I want you to know that when you came into the world, okay, you had 16 degrees of Leo rising.
Mm-hmm.
In Nevada, you have 28 degrees of Cancer rising.
Oh, okay.
There's a big shift, because what the computer does, it takes a picture in Reno when you were born in Shreveport, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And tells me kind of like how you've changed the way that you're demonstrating all your gifts, all right?
Okay.
It's amazing, okay? So do you have a special question for me tonight?
I was going to ask you about you mentioned about the Jupiter in Leo.
Yes.
What can we look forward to with Jupiter being in Leo for a whole year?
It went in last July. It's going to be there till next July.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's done is it's traveled through your first house of self. So a lot of this is about self-love.
Mm-hmm.
To appreciate the way you communicate, the warmth you give to other people. Because you're a very warm being, aren't you?
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Yeah. And now it's in your second house of making your money, your inner and outer temple, okay? And it moved in there in the Reno chart. It's only been in there for about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to try and prosper you now. And it's going to prosper not only you, but two other people that are very close to you. Do you know who those people are?
I think so, maybe not. I don't know. It depends.
Okay. Because right now we have a little parade of planets in Scorpio. The Sun, Venus, the planet of love and the feminine energy, and Saturn, the planet of the father, the dominion, the mentor, the teacher, the boss. Okay. They're all kissing, and they're forming squares to your Jupiter transiting in Leo in your second house, which means that you are going to be trying to create something with yourself and two other people, that's a dream that you're all redefining because you found each other. Does that sound right?
I don't know, but it sounds good.
It does sound good. Now, what's happening
is
some information missing, and the information is going to be coming in over the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
There's going to be more information for you to really be as creative and artistic as you are. You're very artistic, aren't you? Are you there? Did I lose you? Oh, no. What I'm seeing is that you're very artistic and you are very deep. And this year is a launch year for you. Are you there?
She may have dropped. I keep on telling her because she listened to it later.
Okay. So I can't seem to get her back, so I'm going to put her on hold and see if she does call back in. Okay. Thank you, Dion. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Bye.
Good evening. Area code 901. You're on the air. Air code 901, you're on the air. Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. Can I help you? Alright. Well, I want you all to know that you're listening out there right now that I have been going through some technological difficulties for the last month. This Mercury retrograde, it goes out of its shadow on the 11th. Thank goodness. So it's been a little bit ambitious. I had computers go out, phones go out, light bulbs that committed suicide. Can't possibly imagine. But nonetheless, I've toughed through. I always have a plan A and a plan B. And to the 11th, I recommend that for anyone that's listening tonight. If you've been having some problems like I have, know that this cycle is now fading out, and it'll be okay. And we'll all be able to get back online and do things we need to do. And support our dream. I'm going to try and get back. There's one more caller that I lost because I have some really great stuff to tell her. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
I think I had my call on mute or something.
Oh, I'm glad that I got you because there was so many cool things I wanted to tell you, and I'm like, I'm going to try and get her back.
I kept saying yes, I can hear you.
Yeah,
yes.
You're very, very creative, and you are so psychic. Do you realize that you have a grand trine in water in your birth chart, and where you are now is even more fabulous because the sun is sitting on your Neptune. You need to trust your impressions.
Okay.
And the other thing I'm going to encourage you to do at this time, if you can, this is just over the next few months, not like an emergency. Look into your ancestors. Many of your ancestors were very gifted spiritually, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
It might not even be a generation that you know of, but I'm seeing your spiritual roots here. They are amazing.
Uh-huh.
They are amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, how's your health?
It's good.
Okay. Take very good care of your blood sugar. You have Pisces Virgo polarity points. And because of that, your pancreas and your metabolism is a little more sensitive than most people.
Okay.
Like you could take a medicine and it's going to exaggerate itself or not work. You have to remember to eat even when you're busy, okay?
Yeah.
You eat at regular intervals because if you're not diabetic, you can run a low blood sugar because you forget to eat because you're very creative. So you lose track of time, don't you?
Absolutely.
Now, is there a man in your life?
Oh, yeah.
And he's a darling, isn't he? When's his birthday?
127.
I love it. That is great. Because his son is in your seventh house. And so that's pretty good because what happens is your partnership allows for independence but also cooperation.
Right.
Yep. It's a good fit.
Oh, yeah.
Are your parents living?
One is, yes, my father.
Okay. Now, your father, are you close to him?
I would say, yeah. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Does he so want you to be happy? He
wants
you to be the way you were from 12 to 14 years of age. It's so amazing how it shows up on your chart. Oh, my goodness. Now, are you looking at a brand new career, a brand new opportunity? Because I feel it's getting ready to come in at the end of the year for you.
It came in last week.
Beautiful. Well, you're going to feel very secure with it by the end of the year. You're going to go ahead and you're going to do your thing, and you're going to be fantastic. You're going to be fantastic.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Your Uranus, the planet of epiphanies and miracles, is going to be sitting on your midheaven star at the new year, which is is your high aspiration as far as your purpose in the world in this lifetime. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. It only happens once every 84 years. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah. So this is a wonderful passage for you, and I just want, that's why I wanted to get you back. I said, I have to give her this information. Well, God bless you.
All right. Thank you so much.
You have a stellar night, okay?
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, this has been the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite North. My partner, Jacqueline, wasn't able to sign on this evening for obviously reasons beyond her control, but she can be reached at 772-286-2720. She's down in Florida for the winter. She's doing things live there. She's always available remotely. New phone rings for you. I live in Roanoke, Virginia, and I'm on my way down to Florida to be able to see and hug my beautiful friend Jacqueline next week. But my phone number is 540-400-0110. I will be checking my messages when I'm away. We both are established in our communities, both in Ohio, Roanoke, and now Florida for many years. So we're back and forth a lot, but we're always available. If you need our help, please call us. We will look into you as a beautiful, unique individual you are and help you in any way we can with our many years of experience. Life is always changing, and sometimes it's just good to get your bearings as far as time and intention and faith. And that's what Jacqueline and I do every day. We love doing this show. I'm going to be away for 2 weeks. We will not be doing the show over the next 2 weeks, just to let you know. And I'll probably put something on Facebook about that, just so people know. I'm working hours that prohibit me from being on at this hour. So, bless you all, and I'll talk to you when I get back. Have a blessed Sunday night. God bless.